Well, this is going to be a quick one. I'm only back in LA for a couple of days before another whole week on the road. It's not a normal life. It's my unconventional life. Flying by. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately. To front only the essential facts of life. And see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally, discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? Hell of an intro, that. My schedule is it's definitely getting a lot. I do Skype with Eri and Amelia every day that I'm on the road. And Amelia's no idea who I am at this moment anyway. And I need to make hay while the sun shines, as in make money while I have the opportunity to. That's all the rational thoughts, along with the anxious one about having to have a discussion about the extra money to our original agreement that is stressing me out as well. Every day, my phone notifies me that I'm supposed to meditate. And every day, I ignore it. Feeling a little down, it's the truth. It's been a tough week. It seems like the focus of mental health in the news has seeped into my own life too, with friends. With everything else in my life, sometimes it's hard to be there as much as you'd like. You simply have to have priorities. We're all fighting our own battle and trying to do our own best. And sometimes you have to be able to accept that for yourself. It was odd though. We went for a coffee at my favourite place here yesterday, and they have a bunch of greeting cards there. And for some odd reason, my gaze gravitated towards the bereavement cards. And they really spoke to me. And I bought a couple. They reminded me of Opal and Carol, two wonderful friends that I had, who I met in their late 60s and 70s, who passed away 3 years ago now, same year as my dad. It made me think of them with a smile at the conversations that we had and the times that we shared together. Times that in hindsight seem a lot more simple. But at the time I always had the same level of anxieties as I do now. So I know the answer isn't out there somewhere. It's in here. It's in me. My therapist actually recommended me a couple of guys to look up along the lines of David Dada this week. So maybe that'll help. Unless you're not a regular listener to the podcast, that name won't mean anything to you. He wrote a book called The Way of the Superior Man that changed my life for a while. And I need to get back to where it took me because I can feel the stress and anxiety building up inside me. There are moments recently where stress-produced reflux gives me literal chest pains, no matter what I've eaten. And that's not good. But don't worry, Mum. I'm on it. I will do my best. I promise. God, is that it? Yep. I gotta run. Gotta take Eri and Amelia for Amelia's first couple of vaccinations. We've decided on a limited and delayed vaccination schedule. We read as much as we could, which admittedly wasn't exhaustive, and decided that the best, most conscientious and educated route was to go with what we planned. I have to remind myself sometimes, I'm just reading the book of my life that's already been written. Sometimes it sure is emotional though. Look, I'm sorry if the podcast is a little down and depressing this week. But look, I've got to be honest, right? That's all this is. It's just who I am. It's how I'm feeling. And take that for what it's worth. Maybe it can encourage you to accept the same about yourselves. I don't know. I'll see you next week. Hang in there. Well, that's another week gone. And everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.